Clean, Fit and Health Week is underway all this week. Today we focus on nutrition, and Dr. Trish Davey is the Senior Dietitian at the Institute of Naval Medicine. Hello, Trish.
Hi.
Now, that's some title there. What exactly does your job entail?
Well, I work for the Institute of Naval Medicine in the physiology department, and we provide specialist scientific research and support to mainly the Navy, but the wider MOD as well. And obviously my role involves the nutritional element of that, looking at some of the nutritional problems that we have within the military and some of the challenges of feeding our forces in a wide variety of situations across the world.
Talking about wide varieties, there are obviously many nutrition initiatives across the armed forces, including the Defence Nutrition Advisory Service. What would you say was their main concern amongst those serving at the moment?
At policy level, the main drive, I think, at the moment is looking at health and weight management issues. With the sort of rising levels of obesity across the UK, that the armed forces are unfortunately following suit. So we're trying to tackle that at more of a policy and unit level. On an individual level, I think most people tend to be more focused on making sure they're getting a balanced diet, but particularly looking at the protein element. There's been a lot of in the news about having high protein diets, and potentially those that are involved in sport saying that they think they need more protein than actually that is being standardly provided. So. Really, the focus on that is just to sort of get the key messages across that actually, you know, a protein portion is actually only a handful of protein. So, you know, a small piece of meat that's the size of your palm of your hand is actually what's classed as a portion of protein. It doesn't need to be huge, big, 12-ounce steaks every meal.
The Nutrition Guide to a Healthy Lifestyle is obviously a compilation of fact sheets that have been put together for the Army. Is it aimed at anyone in particular?
The fact sheets were designed by the Defence Nutrition Advisory Service. The Army's taken the initiative to collate that into a nutrition guide in the form of a booklet. The original concept was one of let's provide as much information as possible about the range of topics that, you know, nutrition-wise we have issues with within the forces, and just to get that information out there. So hopefully there's something in it for everyone. It isn't meant to be sort of sat down and read cover to cover. It dip in and out, find the relevant information for yourself and for the, you know, your areas of interest.
Here's a curveball for you. Why is the Army seeking advice from the Royal Navy?
Well, the Defence Nutrition Advisory Service is an MOD-wide service. So the Navy is fortunate in the sense that it has myself as a dietitian, and also we have a public health nutritionist working within the Institute, which is unlike the other services. So really we were the best place to hold the Defence Nutrition Advisory Service for the whole of the MOD.